Voters will decide whether the Fairbanks borough or state government manages fine particulate pollution. Last week, the borough assembly narrowly approved putting the question on this fall's municipal ballot. As KUAC's Dan Barras reports, the decision followed hours of public testimony about air quality and ways to improve it.
The question of who manages particulate pollution arose out of concerns about proposed borough measures to curb smoke from wood stoves and boilers. Many of those who weighed in at the assembly meeting heat with wood and feel they're being unfairly singled out for contributing to a problem that hasn't been well studied. Justin Powell of the newly formed Interior Woodburners Association says wood smoke only represents a portion of emissions.
The borough's trying to place the burden of meeting the EPA attainment guidelines on the 20% sources of particulates, where they're not even addressing the other 80%, which comes from burning high sulfur diesel in our heating oil, and another 20% that's coming directly from burning waste oil. Neither of these sources are even being considered in the current proposals.
Powell is referring to a proposed ban on non-EPA certified wood stoves and boilers and an associated buyout and tax credit program to help people replace them. The measures and other regulations are included in a memorandum of understanding with the state, lining out how the borough could tackle pollution that's resulted in Fairbanks' identification as a federal non-attainment area for fine particulates. Powell says he supports borough management, but not the MOU.
What I see happening is if people vote for local control, they're going to take that as a pass to do whatever they want. And we want to step back, rethink this, and bring all groups into the discussion. Before this MOU was introduced, there was no discussion. This came entirely from the borough administration with no input from outside sources.
Borough air quality specialist Jim Connor agrees that more public input is needed, but says people haven't shown up for meetings on the issue, including a major air quality symposium last month. Connor says data available at this point clearly ties wood burning to particulates in local air.
The wood burning is the only component that is actually identified as a known source. So that really is the only one that we can legitimately go after as far as controlling it.
Connor says it's easy to misinterpret the limited emissions data that's available for Fairbanks, and it's an assumption to tie other chemicals found in the atmosphere to sources like waste oil burning.
The other ones can't be identified because they're measured as chemical species, and then a model attributes them to some component. Like, for instance, the zinc factor isn't just zinc, even though it's mentioned there that it's zinc. It's three or four other metals in addition to it. And the zinc portion in there may actually be from wood burning and not from waste oil.
Connor says the same is true for sulfates, which may be attributable to heating oil combustion, coal burning at local power plants, and vehicle exhaust. He says additional data will become available later this year that should help better link what's in the air to sources. In the meantime, borough administration is working up an ordinance with regulations and programs targeting wood burning. Connor says the old wood stove buyout is a good place to start.
We have a lot of money to help people get over this process of getting new, more efficient stoves in their home. They're going to save money on the wood they burn. It's going to improve the environment.
The borough has $1.9 million in economic stimulus money for the program. The Borough Pollution Control Commission will discuss wood-burning controls in the proposed ordinance during a public meeting Tuesday. The vote on whether the borough or the state administers fine particulate regulations takes place October 6th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.